大家好。
Peace with brothers and sisters.
我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray before our message.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you.
我们想起你为我们的罪死在十字架上面，我们。
To think that you have died on the cross for our sins.
我们没有办法去偿还这个恩典。
We are not able to repay what you gave your grace.
我们也想到，教会就是建立在你自己身上。
And we know our church is founded by yourself.
求主通过你的话语，继续的去建立教会。
May the Lord, through your word, continue to establish our church.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.从上次开始呢，我就是根据以斯拉跟尼希米记定了一个讲道的主题。
Ever since last time, I have been preaching according to Ezra and Nehemiah.
那么这个主题呢，就是起来建造吧。
The title is called Let's Build.
那么呢，谈到重建的时候呢，我就想起巴黎的圣墓园。
When we talk about the rebuild, I cannot help to think about the rebuild of Notre Dame Cathedral.
这个教堂呢，其实是在1163年呢就建起来了。
The cathedral was built in the year 11063.
那么现在已经有差不多800年的历史。
It's over 800 years of history.
它经过了第一次跟第二次的世界大战。
It has been with First and Second World War.
一直呢都是屹立不倒。
It still stands as it is.
但是我们都记得呢，就是今年的4月15号的一场大火都把它烧掉了。
But we know that this year, in April 15th, a fire has burned this down.
很多人觉得很可惜。
A lot of people feel sorry about it.
那么呢，法国的总统呢，在当天呢就开始宣布要为这个教堂筹款。
So the president of France, asking for fundraising to rebuild for the building.
那么呢，他一个礼拜呢就筹到10亿欧元。
In a week, they have collected over $1 billion.
我看到他们呢建堂筹款很容易啊。
I see them doing this very easily.
但是呢，我觉得呢，你重建教堂容易，但是你重建敬拜者呢却是难。
But I see that even though it's easier to rebuild their church, but it's not easy to rebuild the worship themselves.
因为呢，法国虽然有60%的人呢自称为天主教徒。
60% of the French people are claimed to be Catholic believers.
但是呢，80%的人呢，他们都不去教会的。
But 80% of the population don't really go to church.
6000万人口里面呢，只有50万是福音派的信徒。
60 millions of the believers are the believers of the gospel.
人口是6000万。
60 million, right?
人口 ，OK， 但是里面只有50万呢是信徒。
Only 500,000 are believers.
所以呢，法国呢，其实如果你看历史呢，宗教改革呢，也可以说法国是一个很重要的一个地位。
Even though France has played an important role in the Church's Reformation movement.
但是呢，你现在要在法国里面找到一个信耶稣的人呢，不是这么容易。
But it's not easy to even find a single a believer in France.
你重建一个教堂容易。
So it's easy to build the church.
但是呢，你重建一个人的内心却是难。
But it's difficult to build a man, a believer's heart.
你重建一个教堂以后，可能它成为一个很出名的旅游的景点。
If you rebuild a church building, it may be a very famous scenic place.
但是如果人的内心没有重建的时候，其实这个就不是一个教堂了。
But if man's heart is not being rebuilt, this is not a real a church.
所以呢，今天让我们呢，从以斯拉记第三章，看看呢，违规的以色列人呢是怎么重建这个圣殿的。
So today we'll start at the book of Ezra, chapter 3, how the returned Israelites rebuilt their heart.
我们会发觉呢，他们就是从他们的内心开始。
We find that the rebuilt start with their heart.
And第一节讲到呢，到了七月，以色列人往各城。
The first verse one, the Israelites settled in different towns.
那他们带着家人呢，走了很多天的路程，我们计算过了有900里的这么远了。
They have come about 900 miles to go to Jerusalem.
那么你现在回到家乡了。
And now they back in their home.
那么你第一个优先你会干什么？
What's your first priority?
你当然要解决居住的问题了。
Of course, the first thing is to settle down.
因为你没有一个住的地方，你怎么可以安居乐业呢？
If you don't have a place to stay, how can you say you can... you could be living with peace.
第二个优先当然就是为了吃啊。
The second priority is, of course, of what you eat, your food.
你总不能一直依靠你带回来的这些钱财去过生活的嘛。
You cannot rely on what you have bring you with.
但是呢，圣经讲到他们七月回到耶路撒冷的时候，九月呢就记述记载了他们九月就开始动工了。
But the Bible tells us ever since July when they came back to Israel, in September they start to build.
那如果你要留意圣经呢，它常常讲到以色列呢有两个雨季的。
If you pay attention to the Bible.In Israel, there's two seasons, which is called rain season.
有的时候呢，我们中文圣经叫秋雨呢 ，later rain.
The autumn rain is called later rain.
这个呢，在十月底就开始了。
It starts in the end of October.
那所以呢，如果你九月份的时候，就是到达这个耶路撒冷的时候呢，其实是蛮适合呢。在当时你就开始准备耕田了。
So in late September, when people get to Israel, it's a time for sowing.
因为呢，你预备好以后呢，那么十月底这个雨下来的时候呢，你就可以开始种东西了嘛。
So after that, when the late rain starts, and in October,so what you sow is begin to grow.
但是呢，第一节讲到呢，违规的以色列人，那时他们如同一人，聚集在耶路撒冷。
But in verse one, they says people assemble as one man in Jerusalem.
如同一人的意思呢，就是呢，他们有同一个决定。
That just sounds as they have a same decision.
这个决定就是在第二节里面呢讲到呢，他们决定。第一个事情就要重建神的坛。
Their uniform decision is to, the first thing to build is God's altar.
你发觉呢，从违规的以色列人呢，有一个很大的转变。
You find that the return Israelites has a big change.
神成为他们人生的第一优先。
God called them.
神成为他们人生的第一优先。
God become their first priority.
他们回到家乡的时候，他不要建房子，也不要耕田。
When they return, they're not building the house. They're not doing the soul first.
他第一样事情，他们要敬拜神。
The first priority is to worship God.
你有没有留意以色列人过去的历史里面，他们是敬拜巴利的。
If you notice that the history of Israel, you know that they worship Baals.
你知道巴利是一个怎么样的一个神呢？
You know what Baal God was?
在历史里面我们知道呢，巴利呢是一个雨神，下雨的，管理下雨的一个神。
And we understand that Baal was the god of rain.
他也是管理繁殖的一个神。
It's also a god in charge of
fertility.
Fertility. Thank you.
那所以呢，以色列拜巴利的原因呢，其实就是希望他们能够种很多东西，能够这些牛羊可以生很多很多，繁殖很多。
So the real purpose that the Israel was worshiping Baal is they want to harvest of what they grow, and also their cattle and their sheep will multiply.
简单来说，他们就是敬拜金钱，金钱。
And in a simple sentence, they are worship money.
对他们来说，金钱跟工作比其神更重要。
For them, money and work is more important than God.
那我相信呢，在我们中间呢，拜钱的人呢不多。
I believe among us, few people are worshiping money.
但是呢，我们却很容易呢，为了生活而忧虑。
But we can get easily get worried about our life.
魔鬼可能会提醒你啊，你不努力工作，将来你的孩子怎么上大学啊？
Satan may remind that if you don't work hard, how can your children go to universities?
你老了以后怎么解决你医疗的这些费用啊？
When you get old, how are you gonna settle your medical bills?
所以呢，很多时候就是这些担心呢，让我们把神放在第二位。
So a lot of times it's because these worries.We put God in the second place.
很多人告诉我，他说呢，牧师，等我不忙的时候呢，我就来教会了。
A lot of people told me, Pastor, if I'm not busy, I will come to church to worship.
但是你会发觉，耶稣常常挑战人，你要把神摆在第一位。
But you know, Jesus often challenges people. You need to put God in the first place.
那耶稣说，所以不要忧虑，说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国、他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
So that was quoted from Matthew 6:31-33. Do not worry, saying, "What should we eat? Or what should we drink? Or what should we wear?" For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you are need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
父神知道我们的一切的需要。
Our heavenly Father know all our needs.
我们只需要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给我们。
All we need is seeking Him first, the kingdom and His righteousness.And these things will be given to us.
你能不能相信耶稣的应许呢？
Do you believe God's promise?
求神帮助我们把神放在第一位。
May God help us to put Him in first place.
我们先做神的事，再做自己的事。
So we do God's things first, then we do our own things.
我们看第三到第七节呢，我们就看见呢，神重建人的敬拜。
So from verse 3 to verse 7, we see that God rebuilt people from their worship.
神其实是很注重我们内心的敬拜。
God actually paid more attention to our the worship from our heart.
回归的以色列人呢，不仅重建他们人生。
The return Israel not only put their priorities among their life.
我们也见到他们重建他们的敬拜。
We can also see that they're rebuilding their worship.
第三节说，他们在原有的根基上建坛。
We see that verse 3, they're building the altar first on the foundation.
第六节讲到了，从七月初一起，他们就向耶和华献燔祭，但耶和华的殿的根基尚未立定。
In verse 6, the first day of the seventh month, they began to offer burnt offering to the Lord, even though the foundation was not being laid yet.
那我们都知道，以色列回归的目的就是要重建圣殿。
And we know that one of the purposes for the Israel return is to build God's temple.
但是为什么他们不第一样事情就建殿的根基，反而呢是建这个祭坛呢？
But why they don't build the foundation first, rather they build the altar first?
那么你就要了解这个祭坛的作用是什么。
So you need to know the function of the altar.
那我不知道呢，大家喜不喜欢参观这些古老的教堂。
I don't know whether you are interested in visiting old churches.
因为教堂的设计呢，其实跟他们的教义是很有关系的。
The church's design often is related to the church's visions.
比方说这个教堂哈，它把讲台放在中间。
For example,if a church put the podium in the middle of the building,
那么它就是强调圣经的话语是我们敬拜的中心哦。
It emphasizes God's word is the center of our worship.
有一些教会呢，他会把圣餐的桌子呢放在中间的。
Some church put the Lord's table in the center.
那么它就对他们来说。就是这个新月，就是他们敬拜的一个中心。
For them, the New Testament is their worship center.
所以呢，如果你有这样了解的时候呢，你回去看旧约的会幕跟圣殿的设计呢，你就有不同的了解了。
So looking back, if we are looking at the Old Testament's Holy Temple and also the Tabernacle, you will have a better understanding.
我问你的，走进这个会幕的时候，你人会第一样见到的是什么？
Let me ask, if you go to the Tabernacle, what is the first thing you will find?
如果你看这个图画，你就发觉就是这个祭坛。
If you look at this picture, you will find the first thing you see is the God's altar.
那如果你下一个你会看呢？如果这个人走进圣殿的时候，他第一样会看见的是什么呢？下一个。
So the next one.
下一张。
The next slide.
Okay. 你会发觉也是一个祭坛哦。
You find it's another altar.
所以呢，神为什么神坚持设计这个事情呢？
Why God designed this way?
因为他提醒人，就是。你要进到我面前，你必须要献祭。
It reminds us if you go into in front of God, you need to make your offering.
通过献祭解决你的罪，你才能够来到圣洁的神面前。
To make an offering to so that your sin can be settled, then you can come before God.
我们也知道了献祭。除了赎罪祭以外呢，还有感恩祭。
And we know that not only apart from burnt offering, we also have the thanksgiving offering.
所以呢，其实神也是提醒他们，不单只你需要我的赦免，你也需要有一个感恩的心来到我的面前。
So God reminds that not only you need my pardon, you also need to have a grateful heart.
所以敬拜神呢，敬拜神是注重内心的。
So, worship God is worship with your heart.
自从耶稣死在十字架以后，
ever since Jesus died on the cross,
我们就不再带这个牛羊来到神面前。
So we no longer bring the cows all the sheep.
但是呢，这个献祭的原则其实我们没有改变。
But the principle of offering did not change.
我们来到神面前去敬拜的时候，我们还是要自己去审查我们有没有犯罪得罪神。
We still have to examine ourselves whether we have offended God.
如果有的时候，我们就要求主去赦免。
If we do, we need to ask Lord for pardon us.
我们来到神面前的时候，我们还是要存一个感谢的心来到神面前。
When we come to before Lord, we still need to have a thankful heart.
那除了注重内心的敬拜呢？以色列人第二样事情做的就是按着圣经去敬拜神。
Not only that.Rebuild worship with their heart. We also need to worship according to the Bible.
那第三节呢，我比较喜欢英文的这个翻译。
Verse 3, I like the English translation better.
我要请翻译先用英文读一次。
Okay, I'll read in English. Despite their fear of the people around them, they built the altar on its foundation.And sacrifice burnt offering on it to the Lord, both the morning and evening sacrifices.
那你们听到了英文的翻译呢？它的意思就是他们在原有的根基上面建坛，虽然惧怕邻国的民，又在其上向耶和华早晚献燔祭。他已经多了哈。所以呢，当他们献祭的时候，为什么他们会惧怕旁边的国家
？So you can see that when they build the altar, why they are afraid of the neighboring people?
很可能呢，当时以色列人所面对的，就好像我们今天以色列人所面对的一样。
Most likely, the Israel is facing the same situation as they are facing now.
你知道现在在耶路撒冷。从前圣殿的这个地址上面，现在在这个地方是一个怎么样的一个建筑物啊
？And do you know that in today's Jerusalem, what is the building on where the Holy Temple used to be?
我们都知道是一个回教的一个回教址。
We know that it's a Muslim mosque.
所以很可能呢，当耶路撒冷被拆毁以后呢，别的国家的人民呢就把他们的祭坛呢建在这个地方上面。
So most likely, when the Israel was destroyed, the people from the other countries built their altar on the original place of the Holy Temple.
那所以现在以色列人回去了，他们要在这里敬拜。那么他第一个事情你说他要干什么？
So when the return Israel people return, and the first thing what they will do,
他一定要把这个占了这个地方的这个外国人的坛呢要拆毁，那么他才可以在这里去建一个按照圣经所造的剪纸的一个祭坛。
So they will replace the altar. They will destroy the old altar by the other people, and they will build a new altar.
所以他们就怕他旁边的国家的人不喜欢了。
And that's why they may be fear of the people.
那么我们要问下一个问题哦，就是你都有一个祭坛在里面的，为什么你不用人家的要自己拆为这个外国人建的，自己再建一个呢？
We may further ask, since there's already an altar, why wouldn't they use?And instead of building a new one.
那你看第四节呢，你就发觉呢，他是强调了他是照律法书所写的去守节。
If you read verse 4, you will know that they are doing this in accordance of what is written.
所以呢，很可能呢，在过去几十年呢，在耶路撒冷这个地方，这些人给旁边的国家所影响呢，他们已经淡化了他们敬拜耶和华的这个规矩了。
Or maybe that because of the many years past, the local Ishab worshippers may influence the practice of these people.
所以这一次他们回归的时候呢，他们拒绝 再用这个方法去敬拜耶和华。
So when the people return, they refuse to use the same way that the local people worship.
他们坚持我们必须要按照律法的吩咐去建坛去守节。
So they insist that they must build in accordance with the what was written and celebrate the Feast of Tabernacle.
所以第四节呢，他就强调说，又照律法书所写的，守柱盘节，按属照例献每日所当献的燔祭。
So that's what was described in verse 4.
第七到九节呢，就我们就发觉了，他们不单只是敬拜神，他们还有就是去侍奉神。
In verse 7 to 9, we notice that not only they worship God, but also they worship God with their services.
三到六节呢是记载他们敬拜神。
3 to 6 recorded what they worship God.
但是七到十节呢是讲到他们侍奉神。
7 to 10 record their services to God.
为神的殿去建立这个根基。
They laid a foundation for God's temple.
那我们有些人在教会里面呢，他只强调去敬拜神。
A lot of people in the church, they emphasize going to the church to worship.
但是呢，他们没有在教会里面侍奉神。
But they did not serve in the church.
但是有一些弟兄姐妹呢，他就很努力的去侍奉神。
And other people, they try to doing the service.
忽略了在主日的敬拜。就是平常敬拜神，在星期天敬拜，他没有机会去参加。
Oh, they do the more service, but they don't go to worship.
但是呢，你发觉一个正确的一个基督徒，他是又敬拜，他又侍奉神。
But the correct way is not to only worship, but also you do serving him.
我们看第七节的时候，我们还发觉呢，他们的侍奉是用最幼稚的东西去侍奉神。
And in verse 7, actually we noted that their service is good.
他们侍奉他建这个根基的木头呢，第七节讲到呢，他是从黎巴嫩来的。
We know the lots that they use for the foundation is from Lebanon, the cedar lot.
你有没有想过，难道耶路撒冷没有木头吗？
Have you thought, are there any enough lot in Israel?
为什么你建一个根基，这个根基建好以后啊，没有人会见到的哦，因为根基在地底下的嘛，你不会见到的哦。为什么你用这么贵的外国客去建这个根基？
Since the lot is buried down, nobody pay attention to why we use the best wood.
因为他们坚持用最好的东西去侍奉神。
Because they want to use their best service to God.
我在教会里面呢，不单只跟成人去讲道，我也会跟小孩子去讲道。
In my church, I not only preach to adults, but I also preach to children.
我常问自己一个问题，我会不会因为我前面的这些是小孩，我就偷懒不预备讲道呢？
I often ask myself, would I take less effort if I'm preaching to children?
我立志不会这样子做。
But I determined not to do so.
我希望呢，好像这些以色列人一样，虽然这个根基底下的材料没有人见到，但是他还是用最好的。
I want myself to be like those Israel, even though the lots can be taken from Israel, but also they want to give them best.
那不单指他们用最好的东西去侍奉神，第八到第九节呢，记载他们所有人一起去建造这个圣殿。
And not only they give God the best quality by serving them, they also they work together.
那换句话说，不管你的地位有多高，好像这些首领呢，所罗巴伯，或者做祭司的，或者呢是很比较低级的， 20岁以上的这些立位人，他们都参与在这个建造上面。
So it doesn't really matter what your position, how important your position you are holding, whether like leaders of Zerubbabel and also those people, ordinary people. So they are working together.
所以你可以说，侍奉神是无分贵贱的。
So serving the Lord is not no difference among the people.
我们教会还是在计划建造这个建堂的事情。
Our church is still building church building.
但是弟兄姊妹就开始有一个弟兄还是姊妹，我不记得，他就问我一个问题。
Some people ask me a question.
办了新的教会呢，以后谁去使这个厕所？
So he or she asks, if we move to the new building, who is going to do the toilet cleaning?
我心里面想，可能是我。
I think myself may be the one who's doing it.
因为你看以色列人的例子。
Because you look at the example of the Israelites.
他们里面的人，他没有说，哇，我兴奋太高了，我不干这个建殿的事情了。
They didn't think that because I hold a higher position, so it's not my responsibility.
我希望我们每一个人都学会这个功课。
I wish every people among us will learn this principle.
我们看见违规的以色列人，他重建圣殿。
We see the returned Israel people rebuild the God's temple.
他们首先就是重建人身的优先。
They first build with people's priority.
之后第二样事情，他们重建人的敬拜。
Then they build people's worship.
最后他重建人的盼望。
And lastly, they rebuild our hope.
第十节记载呢，以色列人立定圣殿的根基。
Verse 10 record that Israel laid the foundation of God's temple.
他就有一个很大的一个庆祝的典礼。
There's a big ceremony.
他们说呢，这是穿礼服吹号，亚撒的子孙利未人翘脖，叫以色列王大卫所定的例，都站着赞美耶和华。
And he described the priests in their vestments and also with trumpet, and the Levites, the son of Asaph, with cymbals.Took their place to praise the Lord, as prescribed by David.
那如果你去看历代记下五章的时候呢，他们所做的事情跟所罗门王建殿的时候所做的事情是完全一样。
If you look at the Second Chronicle, chapter 5, Verse 12 to 13, you will note that what this return Israel doing is exactly like what they did in Solomon's time.
连他们当时所唱的诗歌也是一样的。
Even the song, the song they sing is the same.
所以呢，十二节到十三节里面呢，就记载了他们当时的人两个很极端的一个反应。
So verse 12 and verse 13.I recorded two response, extreme responses among these people.
第一个反应呢，就是然而有许多祭司、利未人、族长，就是见过旧殿的老年人，现在亲眼看见立殿的根基，就大声哭号，又有许多人大声欢呼。
Verse 12 says, many of the elders, the priests and Levites and family heads.Who have seen the former temple wept aloud when they saw the foundation of the people being laid, while many others shouted for joy.
老年人的反应就是哭得很厉害。
So the response for the old people is they cried.
因为他们见过旧殿的荣耀，现在见到这个圣殿的根基的时候，他就觉得，哎，怎么比得上从前呢？
Because when they have seen the former glory of the temple, now they see only the foundation, so they cannot help to weep.
那虽然圣经常常提醒我们要记得从前的事，
although the Bible often teaches us to remember the past，
但是呢，我觉得呢，有一些记忆是有益的，有一些记忆呢是就是不好的，就是你不应该记得的。
But to me, sometimes the remembrance may be meaningless, and sometimes it's meaningful.
那如果你的记忆是带给你感谢神，还有就是对神的信心，这一类的记忆是好的。
If the remembrance bring you your heart of thankfulness and also your faithfulness, and this is a meaningful remembrance.
但是如果你的记忆只带给你埋怨跟沮丧，那么这些就是无益的记忆。
But if it brings only complaints and disappointment, you should get rid of from your mind.
因为这一类的想当年呢，只是叫人绝望。
Because these remembrances will only bring you into desperation.
这些见过从前圣殿的人痛哭。
Those people who have seen the former glory, they wept.
他们觉得这个新的殿比不起过去。
They thought compared with the old one, it's nothing.
但是他忘了一点。
But they forgot.
就是如果神不把他们完全的拆毁。
If God completely wiped this, did not completely wipe this out.
他们可能到当时他们还是在拜偶像。
Maybe they are still idol worshippers.
就是因为以色列人什么都失去了
，just because the Israel lose everything，
他们才回归向神悔改
，and they return and repent。
所以我们人生可能有很多失败啊损失
，so we may have a lot of failure or loss。
但是如果这些东西让你悔改，回到神身边的时候
，but if these bring us our return and our repentance to God.
这些事情其实是好的。
These things may turn out good.
因为你还有将来的盼望。
Because you have the future hope.
好像呢，神在哈该书二章九节里面说，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，这地方我必赐平安，这是万军之耶和华说的。
Just like the prophet Haggai says in chapter 2, verse 3, Who of you is left who saw the house?
Verse 9.
Okay, the glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty.
神在约珥书二章二十五节向以色列人说，我打发到你们中间的大军队，就是王从男子马扎简从那些年所赐的，我要补还你们。
In the book of Joel, verse 2:25, I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locusts and the young locusts, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you.
神保证以色列人，你从前所失去的，神一定要保还给你们。
God promised Israel to repay them what they have lost.
所以我们应该好像这些以色列人一样呢，因为有一个新的开始，我们要高兴欢呼。
So God remind people because they have a new starting, they should shout with joy.
因为我们的悔改，神给我们一个新的开始。
Because our repentance, God gave us a new beginning.
神给他们一个新的一个盼望。
God gave them a new hope.
所以我们应该持久的去重建。持久的。
Oh, okay. So we need to be persistent in our rebuilding.
我们要倚靠神，盼望神。
We'll rely on God and hope.Put our hope in God.
好像保罗说，王之背后，努力面前。
Just like what Paul reminds us, forget what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
我们今天看见以色列人的重建呢，是从内心开始。
We see that today's the Israel's rebuild start from the their heart.
那么我们就要问我们自己，你的人生优先是什么？
So we need to ask ourselves, what's our life priority?
那我知道很多妈妈呢很喜欢问他们的儿子。
We know that many moms asking their children.
如果有一天你妈妈跟你老婆掉在河里面，你做哪一个先？
If your future wife and your mom fell to the water, whom would you rescue first?
其实这个是一条很好的问题。
It's actually a good question.
因为它告诉你你的优先是什么。
Because it tells that what your priority it is.
你也可以问自己一个问题。
You may ask yourself a similar question.
如果耶稣跟你可以填什么都可以，同时需要我的时候，我会去帮助耶稣啊，还是我要帮助要做这个事情呢？
So if Jesus and the people that whoever may be.I is asking, okay, between me and Jesus, whom you want to serve first?
第二个就是你的祭坛在哪里？
Second question, where is your altar?
我们有没有经常在神面前去认罪？还有就是，感恩的奉献。
Have we ever repent in front of God and make our Thanksgiving offering?
我们 有没有按照圣经去敬拜神？
Are we worshiping according to what the Bible telling us?
第三就是我们有没有常常去埋怨神？
Third question, have we ever complained about God?
因为我们常常想当年。
Because a lot of times we take things for granted.
还是我们会盼望将来把我们的盼望放在神的身上呢？
Or we put our hope into God's hand.
有人估计呢，这个巴黎的圣母院呢，可能要二三十年呢才可以重建起来。
Some people estimate to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral needs 20 to 30 years to rebuild.
但是你知道，如果要重建一个人，可能是需要一生的一个时间。
But it may take a whole life for a person to rebuild him.
但是呢，如果你要重建，你必须要踏出第一步。
But if you are to rebuild yourself, you need to make the first move.
希望圣灵感动你，从今天开始。
May God move you from today.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是满有恩典的神。
Because you are God full of grace.
虽然我们好像以色列人常常走差。
Even though we are just like Israel, we often go astray.
但是你永是给我们机会。
But you always give us opportunity.
求主帮助我们的重建是从我们的内心开始。
May you help us to rebuild ourselves in our hearts.
也是从今天开始。
And we start today.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
We thank
God for